Exodus chapter 15. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord Jehovah, and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord Jehovah, because he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord Jehovah is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a home, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord Jehovah is a man of war. The Lord Jehovah is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Your right hand, O Lord Jehovah, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord Jehovah, has dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of your excellency, you have overthrown those who rose up against you. You sent forth your wrath, anger, judgment, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of your nostrils the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed, stood firm in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil, my lust shall be satisfied upon them, I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. You blew with your wind, the sea covered them, they sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like you, O Lord Jehovah, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You in your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy home. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on those who live in the land of Palestina. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling shall take hold upon them. All those who live in Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of your arm they shall be as still as a stone, until your people pass over, O Lord Jehovah, until the people pass over whom you have purchased. You shall bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord Jehovah, which you have made for yourself to live in the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord Jehovah shall reign forever and ever. Because the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord Jehovah brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a tambourine in her hand, and all the women went out after her with tambourines and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing to the Lord Jehovah, because he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness, and found no water. And when they came to Marah Bitter, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, because they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah Bitter. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? And he cried to the Lord Jehovah, and the Lord Jehovah showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a law and an ordinance, and there he proved them, and said, If you will diligently listen to the voice of the Lord Jehovah your God, and will do that, which is right in his sight, and will listen to his commandments, and keep all his laws, I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptians, because I am the Lord Jehovah who heals you. And they came to Elim palm trees, where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters.